Israel's Supreme Court today ruled that Israel may deport two Palestinians accused by Israel of helping their brother carry out a suicide bombing. The court rejected the deportation of a third Palestinian. Israeli human rights groups say the decision could open the way for widespread deportations. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saeb Erekat said it was a sad day for human rights. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
A special 9-judge panel today unanimously ruled that Intisar and Kifah Ajouri can be deported from the West Bank to the Gaza Strip for 2 years. The court ruled they helped their brother, accused of masterminding a suicide bombing in Tel Aviv in July that killed 5 people, hide from Israeli security forces, and that both knew of the planned attack. The Israeli army said that Intisar Ajouri had sewed the explosives into a belt for the bomber. The court rejected the deportation of a third Palestinian, Abed Nasser Asida, whose brother coordinated 2 shooting attacks on a Jewish settlement in the West Bank that left 17 Israelis dead. The court said Asida's involvement was marginal and he did not have advance knowledge of the attacks. The Supreme Court also ruled that moving Palestinians from the West Bank to the Gaza Strip is not considered a deportation, but a transfer of place of residence, since the court said the West Bank and Gaza are one territorial unit. Dan Yakir of the Association for Civil Rights in Israel and one of the lawyers for the Palestinians says the expulsions are deportations and violate international law.
We view the West Bank and Gaza Strip as separate territories under international law. And as such, the orders of the military commander are deportation orders, which are strictly prohibited by the Geneva Convention.
The Israeli army had argued that expelling relatives could prove to be a powerful deterrent to prevent future Palestinian attacks. The court today ruled that deterrence alone is not enough of a reason for deportation, but that it can be taken into account if the suspect presents a real danger to Israeli security. State Prosecutor Shai Nitzan says the court accepted almost all of the government's recommendations.
It may deter people who are relatives of terrorists from acting, from helping them, from supporting them. The court said that it is quite legitimate and quite legal according to the internal law and according to the international law.
The 3 Palestinians sat in the courtroom as an interpreter translated the proceedings into Arabic. They did not react to the verdict. Both the prosecutors and the defense attorneys see the decision as a precedent. Lawyer Dan Yakir says it gives the Israeli army unprecedented power. A decade ago, the court upheld Israel's deportation of more than 400 suspected Islamist militants to Lebanon. Yakir says the court has almost always ruled in favor of the army and against Palestinians.
It is in the line of the mainstream of the jurisdiction of the court not to intervene in cases of national security vis-a-vis basic human rights. I think that national security does not justify any mean that infringe upon basic human rights.
Leah Tzemel, another of the Palestinians' attorneys, says more deportations of relatives of suspected attackers are likely.
It means a big opening to deter the population and to perhaps exchange population between Gaza and the West Bank.
Tzemel asked the court to postpone the deportations for a few days to allow the Ajouris to prepare themselves. State Prosecutor Nitzan said the decision will probably be carried out before the end of the week. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, at the Israeli Supreme Court in Jerusalem.